Kip Wadlow of the Coast Guard's Juneau Public Affairs Office says nothing of significance has been found so far. A small sheen was spotted Thursday, but was expected to dissipate quickly. Wadlow says the Petersburg-based cutter Anacapa began firing at approximately 1 p.m. Thursday. The Ryun Maru went down at 6:15 p.m. in about 6,000 feet of water.
When the ship started to sink, the starboard quarter, or the right backside, went in the water first, and then the ship just slowly rolled over and sank.
The approximately 200-foot vessel was washed out to sea by last year's Japanese tsunami. It crossed the Pacific Ocean without crew or power, then drifted up the coast of British Columbia into Alaska waters. Wadlow says the Coast Guard fired 440 rounds of explosive ordnance at the ship's waterline.
The reason why we decided to sink this vessel is because it posed a safety threat to mariners and maritime shipping that traveled the sea lanes off of southeast Alaska.
Firing was delayed when a fishing boat captain expressed interest in salvaging the ship. He decided against the idea after getting a closer look. The Ryun Maru caught on fire after the first round of shelling. Wadlow says the Anacapa's crew put it out by shooting a stream of water from their vessel.
There was a significant smoke plume, and we didn't want to worry any mariners in the area thinking that there may be a vessel on fire and people in danger.
The Japanese ship was about 180 miles west of Sitka when it sank. It's not clear how many pollutants the ship had on board. The Coast Guard does not believe it contained any radiation. An agency C-130 aircraft is flying a grid over the area to check for oil or debris. With Casey Kelly, this is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.